hospital's 87-bed mental health unit is undergoing such severe bed rot that severely unwell adult patients have been placed in other hospital wards or with teenage mental health patients.
In more local news, police reports reveal most Queenslanders don't feel safe walking alone in their neighbourhoods at night. Introduced in 2018, the Queensland Police Service's report highlighted how 53.4% felt safe. However, latest reports show that the figure has dropped to 48.5%. Speaking to the press on Monday, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk voiced her concerns, but she also warned against the subsequent rise of vigilantism and pleaded for residents to not take matters into their own hands. Opposition leader David Crisafulli blames this phenomenon on a cocktail of weaker laws and fewer police. He argues for more consequences and even calls for a rewriting of the Youth Justice Act.
In national news, home buyer scheme helping move people into home ownership. According to the Housing Industry Association, the National Housing Finance Investment Corporation released its annual report on Australian government's home guarantee scheme, and the findings are proof that first home buyer incentives work and should continue to be supported. The report also showed an increasing proportion of younger buyers participated in the scheme each year since its inception. More than half of all places under the scheme in 2022 to 2023 were taken up by people under the age of 30.
In more national news, Papua New Guinea is threatening to send refugees back to Australia if the country fails to keep funding the humanitarian program. In a recent statement, PNG's Chief Migration Officer, Stanis Hulaho, proclaimed that Australia simply abandoned its refugees, leaving PNG businesses to house and care for them for over a decade, costing the businesses tens of millions of dollars. Mr. Hulahalo has argued that if Australia wishes for the refugees to remain in PNG, they must fund the program or else it will be shut down, with the remaining 70 refugees all being sent back to Australian land. Mr. Hulahalo also revealed that the government has yet to respond to his country's request.
In international news, governments in Europe bolster security amid rise in anti-Semitism online. Jewish organizations feared that the sudden attacks by Hamas has increased online anti-Semitic speech, and governments around Europe claimed they had increased security. According to the Central Council of Jews in Germany, police precautions are being stepped up at Jewish institutions across the nation, and they are in close contact with relevant authorities. The ongoing war in Israel and at the border with Gaza has allegedly been the cause of a number of events, including those that have been broadcast on social media, according to the Metropolitan Police in London.
For your weather today, it is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.